Good morning, boys. Dion, Gerard, how are you?
Good.
Were you guys here for that fire alarm just happened about a half hour ago?
I was here.
They sent you guys outside too, right?
Everyone had to go out.
See, because people are texting us saying we're wusses, Gerard, for staying, for having to leave the building. But I'm making sure that people know you guys had to leave the building too.
We all had to leave.
There it is.
That's
didn't
how we
know anything
it.
About it.
Hey, Dion, how'd that work out after that game anyways? Did Tom say, why don't you come to that podium with me? You guys had a little mutual press conference?
Yeah. A little different. Tom wanted to add a little something different to it. So, I truly enjoyed it. Got my 15 minutes of fame with Tom. I truly enjoyed it. But, it was great. I think it was something different. Tom probably was in a rush. You know, this guy's always in a rush, man. It's crazy.
Speaking Tom up. Is always in a rush, always on to the next thing.
Tom told him, hey, look, I got one more question. I'm out.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. He said, and he did. He answered all the questions and, you know. Went home.
But guys, obviously, that's a big game. You know, the San Diego Charger team. We talked about all the weapons that they had. Gerard, last week in Miami, big stat for you guys, that third down, 2 for 14. Mm. Wasn't the same this week, 10 for 12, but you look at the red zone D. You know, you look at that goal line stop,
right.
Particularly the one when you came up big. It looked like McCourty, though, did his job, open up that lane nicely for you.
Yeah, you know, those guys did an excellent job up front. You know, Devin set the edge and allowed me just to come free. And make the stop. So it was good. You know, we have a lot of work to do. Just continue to work on it this week.
Where does that rank? A fourth down and goal stop, Gerard. For a defensive player, at any point in the game, when the offense says, we're going to go for it on fourth, we're here at the goal line, to make that stop and create a turnover for your team and Dion, the offensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. Where does that rank on things you could do on the field?
I think it ranks pretty high. You know, When training camp started, we always said we got to be tough on the goal line, and I think it really paid off for us yesterday and the week before.
Now, Dio, you guys continue to answer. You know, when the defense comes up big, whether it's a fourth and goal stop like last week with Welker coming right out, or anytime you get in a turnover, you're turning that into seven.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
the goal. That is the goal each and every time. Every time we step on the field, we want to score. You know, the defense do a great job of going out. I think if we go out and take care of our business, those guys do a great job of going out and getting a three and out, and we try to put more points on the board.
How do you guys stop Antonio Gates? I mean, the one target was a pick by Sergio Brown.
Yeah.
No, that was it. I mean, I know Patrick did a great job with him off the line, but defensively, that's got to be a guy that you guys come out and say, we need to shut him down with as many targets as he had the week before?
Hey, pretty much. You know, it was a group effort. You know, the defensive line even helped with him. So it was a group effort, and obviously he was part of the game plan, and I think we did a pretty good job.
When you talk about a guy like Gates, Gerard, it looked like you were trying to be very physical as a team. Talk about the defensive line. I saw a bunch of times defensive line making sure they chip Antonio Gates before he's able to get into his route. Was that a focal point of trying to be physical with a guy like that?
Yeah, it was. I think it has to be. You know, like you said, the week before he was targeted so many times, especially on third down and things like that. So we felt like we didn't want him to beat us yesterday, and I think we did a good job of that.
You guys, that help you in practice, having a guy going up against like Gronkowski? You know what I mean? Your tight ends, you're sitting there saying, man, we cover these two every day. We only got one of them now.
You know, just going against our offense, I think it really helps us out. You know, we're still a young defense, and going against Brady and Dion, and like you said, those tight ends, I think it's good practice for us each and every day.
Dion, you're a true wide receiver, and I'm starting to believe that Aaron Hernandez, who Lou just called a tight end,
right?
He might be a wide receiver in a tight end spot. You know, he does the same stuff you guys are doing.
Great kid, man. Like I said, I've been saying this for the longest. I enjoy watching those two young guys practice each and every day. They do what they do in the game is what they do in practice. And it's amazing, man. And, you know, he truly think he's a receiver. So,
is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
It's a good thing. And the guy has so much confidence, and it's good. You know, and he's still learning. He still has a lot to learn. But this guy, you know, both of them, Gronkowski, and then, you know, true enough, the younger brother, I mean, Dan is another great one. You know, hopefully we can get the opportunity to start getting him a lot of exposure as well.
Oh, so the other Gronk now gets involved here?
Yeah, oh, man.
He gets too many Gronks.
Yes, we got two Gronks now.
Hey, Dion, we talk so much about Tom Brady and watching him every week, and this guy's future Hall of Famer, no question about it. But it always seems like whenever a ball drops or gets thrown, it's always the wide receiver wasn't in the right spot.
Yeah.
And with that said, I want to know what happened on that touchdown could have been a touchdown in the back of the end zone. Did he just overthrow it?
No. It was just a little miscommunication. I mean, stuff just happens so fast. You have what was on the 4-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is so condensed, and it's going to happen fast. You know, that's something that we can always go back and look at after the play. But, you know, once we think about it, like, hey, I probably should have slowed down.
Great answer. He's not answering the question.
See?
No, I'm answering. I'm giving him. Yeah. I'm answering it now.
Whose fault was that? Just tell us.
Well, going into the game, we want to make every play. We can't. You can't just make every play. I mean, San Diego got some great players. You know, great coaches. They had a great scheme. You know, to defend ourselves. I think I could have slowed down in the hole. But at the same time, I looked over, saw my quarterback looking to one side, so I kept going, try to get in the window for him. Nobody's at fault. I mean, it was just a play. You know,
no one's at fault.
Nobody's at fault.
See, Tom said the same thing about San Diego, and I know great coaches have great scheme and everything else. Were you shocked at the end of that first half? You need about 15 yards, right, to get in field goal position. They're not taking away the sidelines. They're playing off you like 15, 20 yards. And I know you're not going to rip the other team, but.
Right.
What, I mean, I looked at it. They just gave you guys 3 points.
I'm very thankful.
I mean, they're not jamming you on the line. They're not taking away the sidelines.
Well, that was the other
9 seconds,
things.
No timeouts. Here you go. Take it.
Right. Well, they knew we wasn't going to the end zone, for one. We need about, 20-some yards?
Yeah,
25 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing is, there's so many different routes that you can run, but the amount of time that was left on the clock, they were trying to protect the sideline. Well, hold on. I think they was trying to protect the deep ball.
Yeah.
Instead of the sideline.
I don't think we had any timeouts.
We didn't have it. Yeah.
No. All right. Well, that play is set up. That field goal set up by Big Vince making a pick. Now, Gerard, you're a defensive player.
Out the wheels.
Right?
Yes. He was riding.
Because you'll watch the film and you'll get to see it. I'm sure Belichick may play that a couple of times for the guys to joke about. But what?
In slow motion.
When you see him running like that. Does it get better?
Hey, it doesn't get any better than that, man. You saw that head cock back. You know, that back got a little tight on him. I think, you know, Devin made a great play, man, as far as, you know, chasing that guy down, pulling him down. Even though he got the penalty, you know, Vince had that head back. You know, he didn't feel that guy behind him.
Going to go for the pop, try to bop
the ball out, man. We don't want that.
And you mentioned the defense on the other side. And I couldn't help, Gerard, watching Taquio Spikes. And he's 32 years old. He had 11 tackles last week. He was close to that again this week. I mean, you're starting out your career. Is that a guy you look at who's playing into his 30s at a real high level, takes away the middle of the field at 32 years old, Taquio Spikes?
Hey, I'm telling you, he works hard, too, in the offseason. I've had the pleasure of working out with him in the offseason before, you know, before I was drafted here. And he works hard. You know, he's still doing it. At that age, it's amazing. You know, so.
I understand something. You're a little actor over the summer.
Yeah.
Three Stooges. Well, how'd that come about?
Role?
He's in the movie.
Does Dion know about this?
He doesn't know about this. Let's keep it on down.
Yeah.
<man.
Uh-oh.
laughs> Now it'd be in the locker room. But yeah, I had a little role, you know, out in the Three Stooges.
Say it. Let me hear it.
No, I'm not going to. No.
Did you have a couple lines?
What'd you do?
I'm not going to tell you because I probably get sued. My role is that pivotal in
it's
the
not
movie.
Confidential. What are you talking about?
I signed the contract.
The turning point.
Yeah.
You got the lead role?
Man, not lead.
He wasn't sure you were playing secondary. Football this year. You know, he's trying to get some supplement income.
I got you.
Lockout, baby.
You got it? Okay. And that's all right.
You talked about it with Tom for a second. You guys have a great relationship. You guys joking around here. Dion, your relationship with Tom and just the way it's evolved, because Lou talked about there at the end of the half, remember on the 60 Minutes program where he just looked at you and you knew what he was going to do. It was like, do you guys have ESP? Do you want to announce that here? You guys?
No, we're not going to. Yeah, it's confidential.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Another Gerard. Take that out of Gerard page. Now, I just think, I thank the equipment guys for putting us, you know, making us locker mates.
That simple?
Yeah. So I think the bun is so much more tighter, you know, with there. I get to just reach over. He's, you know, reaching distance from me. You know, so it's a lot of good things.
What's he thinking right now? What's Tom thinking right now?
What's he doing right now? Where is he?
Tom is thinking about Buffalo in his basement watching film.
Do these Uggs fit me?
Right.
Do these Uggs fit right now? Do I need a bigger
pair? He's not thinking about the Uggs.
Gerard, speaking of locker room, Chris Price, who writes for WEEI.com, talked about your place in the locker room, where your locker's situated. How you're in the corner, and that's the... That's the defensive godfather spot. Willie McGinnis had that spot. You're there. Do you take that seriously, or being there, being that corner position?
Defensive godfather.
Yeah.
I'm an 86 baby, man.
So yeah.
My fourth year. You know, I don't really read too much into the locker. You know, I was given that locker when I first got here. But, I can see everything that happens, everything that comes in, everything that goes out. So I see who's leaving early, like Deion leaving early.
Oh, you're right.
No. I've heard you guys, you know, going into a week before, you know, you play a team that's averaging probably 7 points a week, saying they're a very high-powered offense. You know, you do the whole talk and everything, and we understand where it comes from. But you are actually playing a team that I think is a big surprise this year. The offense that they put up, now, Gerard, defensively, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, you go back to, I think, week three. He's got, I think, 28, 29, 30 touchdowns over the course of a year.
Right.
I mean, this guy, guys like Stevie Johnson, Freddie Jackson, they got a lot of, they really do have a lot of weapons. So what you say this week might actually, I agree with.
They do have a lot of weapons. Like you said, you know, Jackson's running hard, running strong, and Fitzpatrick has those guys getting open pretty much. Stevie Johnson making plays on the outside. So they have a lot of weapons, and it'll be another challenge for us.
Right.
You got a big night tonight, Gerard. Is the guy next to you over here going to be part of tonight's Mayo Bowl?
Ask him. Put him on the spot.
Deion, are you going to be part of this great charitable event, the Mayo Bowl?
He and Tom will be watching film together.
I know, exactly.
In the basement.
In the basement. But I'll be there. You know,
are you a good bowler?
Yeah, I do a little something. I'm going to leave my ball at home, though.
So you have your own ball.
Yeah, I got my own ball, so we're going to have an even playing field. I'm going to bowl with the everybody, you know.
I'll leave mine at home,
the bowling alley balls. So, just, you know, even playing field.
I'd hate to be those pins tonight.
I would those
pins. You got some big poise, I'm sure.
Yeah, we on TV, though. Like, seriously.
Like, Stars and Strikes? Like, have it.
I wouldn't say that good.
Okay. Who's the best bowler on the team? We'll get you guys.
Best bowler?
Who's
bowler
the best the bowler? Is it you, Gerard?
Oh, no. I mean, Gerard been having this event.
I mean, it's your event. You got to be the key guy, right?
I
mean, you
I can bowl, but we have some pretty good bowlers. I think Goskowski.
Yeah.
He has a couple 300 games.
Yeah, I'm not going to roll 300 now.
You know, kickers have these random talents.
Yeah.
Like, kickers can play ping pong. They can bowl.
I'm the best ping pong.
What's Mesko's talent?
You the best ping pong?
Best ping pong player.
What's Mesko's talent?
Mesko?
Impersonation?
Yeah. That's his thing.
Speaks like six languages. Yeah, that's exactly. That's a talent in itself right
there.
That
is a talent, yeah.
And that's tonight, correct? Mayo Bowl tonight?
Tonight, 6 o'clock. Well, no, 6:30.
See?
Kings. I'm telling these guys 6 o'clock because they're never on time.
And then what time?
Well, I do that with my wife, too. That's how it works. You tell her half hour early.
How long do we have to stay?
It's going to be a good time.
Roll one ball. It's official. Deion was here. He's going home. He's
so big time.
Oh, man.
Congrats on the win yesterday, boys. Enjoy Buffalo. We'll talk to you next week.